You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on 107.1 WMNB-LP.
Thank you.
And that's some gorgeous music from the Galaxy Sound Company, a re-edit, remastered version of Groovin'. Before that, it was Jeffrey Scott Greer in a tune called Moody. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library. Happy good morning. We're listening to library music and other oral delights for your ears. Did I just say oral? Right here on WMNB Community Radio for North Adams, Mass. Some mellow music for late night, early morning listening. That was David Snell and Demoiselle. I can't pronounce that, even with 2 years of French. That really... Okay. No. And before that, we were listening to Rick DePero, Gentle Breeze. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNB LP 107.1 in North Adams. It's music that you might hear on shortwave or in a library. Okay, maybe not a library.
Exploring science in the sea. Life can find a niche just about anywhere, from tall mountaintops to the bottom of the deepest parts of the ocean. And it doesn't stop there. Microscopic organisms live in the sediments below the seafloor. A recent study found such organisms at depths of 3/4 of a mile, where temperatures were far above the boiling point of water. The study was part of the International Ocean Discovery Program, which studies all the world's oceans. Researchers drilled into the sediments at the bottom of the Nankai Trough off the coast of Japan. It's a groove in the ocean floor where one slab of Earth's crust is plunging below another. The bottom is filled with deep layers of sediments deposited in the last few million years. During a 2-month cruise in the autumn of 2016, researchers picked a spot where the water was 3 miles deep. They then drilled far into the sediments, almost all the way to the crust. At that depth, the temperature reached about 250 degrees Fahrenheit, far above the boiling point. Yet even in those conditions, a detailed look at the chemistry of the sediments revealed abundant evidence of microscopic life. Another study, released in 2020, reported the discovery of 40,000 species of microbes from 40 drill sites around the world. None of the sites probed sediments with such high temperatures, though. But the combination of studies shows that you can find life just about anywhere on Earth, even far below the bottom of the sea. Science in the Sea is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
I'm Mundek Pete, and you're listening to the Shortwave Music Library.
Thank you.
The ever-brilliant Roger Webb with Open Horizon from 1975. And we started that little set off with Orchestra Dave Martin, Spring Waters of January. Well, it's not quite January here at the Skybird Studios in Groveton, New Hampshire, but it sure feels like it. We got our first snow of the year, and everything has a soft coat of snow. And if you have any questions, comments, or requests about the program, you can email me at Skybird Studios. It's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Justin Patrick Moore, and you're listening to the Shortwave Library.